It's Saturday, the 11th of April. It is 5:30 a.m. and I'm along at the car boot sale, sitting here in the car, in the shelter of the car, because not only is it dark, but it's a stinker of a morning. Dire and dreich and dismal and very windy. We knew that the forecast, or we'd seen the forecast that would say that the weather was to change and there'd be wind and the odd light shower. Well, I have to tell you, at 5:30 a.m. this morning, it's a very strong wind. And although it's not heavy rain, there's enough rain to cancel the event. I don't mean cancel the whole thing, I just mean that we might need to bail and go home. But I've come along here this morning anyway, since we had packed the car last evening and we've been up and had our morning cereals, as it were, and a cup of tea. Showered, so we are up and about, and so we've made the decision to come along, and by the time Mary gets along here in about 3/4 hour time, and she walks along, so she'll have experienced the weather firsthand. The decision will be made by that time, it'll be daylight, of course. The decision will be made whether to stay or not. So no tables are going out at all until we wait and see. And it's so blustery outside, I can't even... Well, I can. I could go and record externally. But I'd rather just sit in here, if you don't mind. There's no one else here except little Hitler, who just seems to be meandering about between the toilet block, which doubles as an office for him. It's quite apt, actually. I don't even see Billy. Billy's normally here around the 5:30 mark. I don't even see Billy this morning. You see, the big problem is, the reason that Mary was so determined to come this morning was that we wouldn't be doing another one for at least 2 weeks, because we're going off next Friday up north and coming back the following Friday, but we've got things on, so we wouldn't be doing that car boot that Saturday, so that's too wiped out, even if the weather is decent. So needless to say, she's very, let me say, upset. She was doing a Victor Meldrew at the front doors just before I left this morning. So not nice at all. I don't think it's going to be nice enough to stay, but I'm going to leave that decision to her as she comes along. Since we're all packed and ready to go, as it were. But I ain't putting a table out, because they're just going to get wet. Of course, the market traders will still turn up. They're kind of obliged to turn up. You know, they can miss one weekend, as it were, I believe. But knowing this wee guy who's now dragging the barrels out, if they miss two, he'd be suspicious of going elsewhere and probably have a go at them, tell them if they're going to come here. You know, that they struck a deal here, and if they weren't going to come here, then they can just bail out. Although, having said that, if they did that, they'd diminish the market to an even smaller portion of the car park. Isn't that a great sound? The happiest man in the world is dragging barrels, which are actually the receptacles for the rubbish during the day. He's a Might be miserable sod. Maybe not nice to say that, but it really is. He's a little Hitler. Anyway, by the way, oh, I see Billy. Here comes Billy. Billy's coming, wandering over, I think, for a blether. Well, I can have a blether in through the slightly open window of the car, because I ain't going in. I'll pause just now in case he comes. He is, he's coming over for a blether. Well, I'll let you hear Billy's first words, because he does swear a lot. Hello, Billy. Yes, usual mix. I didn't think you were here this morning, I didn't see you.
I was sitting in there.
Was you hiding in the corner?
I was sitting, see the cupboard there, with the boards are.
Aye.
I was sitting in there.
Did you get a seat?
Oh, I could have got a car all day there.
A what?
I could have got a car.
A car? What are you going to do with a car?
No, I didn't drive.
Oh, you just did buy and sell again?
No, I was actually going to drive it. They put in my license again.
What do you mean again?
I didn't get banned, I just sent it back.
Well, you never went for it?
No, I see when they bring the kind of, what, 3 to 40 every 10 years.
Right.
I got a letter in for them. I mean, that time I hadn't had driven for a year.
Aye.
They see, I can either get the new 40, I sent my license back, but I sent my email first.
Uh-huh.
I said, well, I'll send it back, because I'm not driving at the moment. I said, but if I decide to drive again, well, the very problems they get it back with all the rigmarole and through tests and all that.
Uh-huh.
He says, no, you weren't in the band.
Alright.
The license was clean.
Oh. So basically, you just let it lapse, but you don't need to reset the test.
Right.
Yeah, I'm surprised at that. Yeah.
But what put me off it was the car. It's automatic. I hate automatics.
Why?
You don't like them. Lazy man's car.
You call me a lazy man? Basically?
No, it's just...
You call me a lazy man?
No.
You call Mary a lazy woman?
Aye.
I'll tell her when she comes along.
I'm going to fucking him the new then. I've never liked automatics. I drove it once.
Hi, Colin.
I didn't like it. Hey, Colin.
So you're giving up in the car?
I've not driven years.
No, but I mean, you're not going to bother getting the car, that's what I mean.
No.
Aye. What was it?
Mark 5 Escort.
Mark 5.
I love Escorts.
Aye.
Heard about 10 of them.
Honestly? Yeah. So, well, because it's an automatic, you're going to let it go?
That's a big graphic. If it was a manual stick, it was only £200.
God, yeah. Surely it's worth to get.
It's worth that.
Aye.
But you're talking, see, you got a... If you want a day changer,
uh-huh.
You're talking about £600 for to get it changed in a manual stick.
No, it wouldn't be worth it if the car's only £200.
Aye.
So you're going to keep hunting?
Huh?
You're going to keep hunting?
I was just was online, I seen it.
Aye.
I just keep checking on Gumtree and that, see what's anything. Got up there. Well, you see something like this?
Uh-huh.
A divvy, bit of Volvo, a big fucking engine. What's this? Is that a 2.5 in this?
That's actually a 2.4, but it's a 25 valve.
Have you shared fuel?
It is a wee bit, aye. About 23 miles to the gallon and running local.
Petrol diesel?
Because it's... No, it's petrol, but it's automatic, Billy. You know, it's a lazy man's car.
Well, that's what my Peter calls it, lazy man's car.
Aye. Well, I used to say that when I was younger. But then I grew out of it when I got my first automatic.
Well, I'm no fucking young.
Well, see, he just lagged me off as a lazy man. Yeah, you're right, you're no young.
I'll agree with that one.
Yeah. So you're sticking with Shanksy's pony for the new?
Right. You see, I'm not really bothering about a car at the moment. To be honest, I could buy the car.
Mm-hmm.
It's your upkeep.
Well, that's the thing, Billy. It's not just a car. You know, it's road tax, insurance, maintenance, tyres.
But I can do it tomorrow.
Aye.
Or say Monday, I can get a brand new car.
Uh-huh.
Through Motability.
You could?
Through my son.
Oh, aye, right, okay, yeah.
I won't want to go down that road.
No?
No.
Why no?
Fuck, why didn't you call? I've been there, that's just a fucking thing.
A brand new car, you'd be turning it to bits. But, to be honest with you, Billy, I mean, we couldn't live without a car, but it's a liability. You know, it's an expense. Runs away with your money. But public transport for us is just a no-no. Anyhow, we couldn't do car boots without one. I mean, it kind of destroy the thought of a car boot if you've not got a car.
Okay, that's
a fuck you
anyway.
I mean, you're not a car booter. You're not a car booter.
I am.
No, you don't have a car. You're just a booter. Who's that in?
That's the fucking assholes. Gilchrist.
Hmm?
The Gilchrist, Robert and Carol.
Oh, the ones that I parked down the bottom? She wasn't happy last week because they gave her space away.
Well, no, I think it's Wendy. See, last year, I know we burnt the watch in the door.
Uh-huh. Is that her?
I'm sure that's Wendy.
Right. Bendy.
Right, short something the DSS.
All right.
But see, there's a charity card, but...
All right, I see.
All the money goes to kids that's fucking needing money and things like that.
Very good. Do I know her?
You'll carefully see her.
Hmm.
But I've kept Wendy for years.
I must have seen her. Is that Colin with his coffee?
Right,
Colin, what have you done to the weather?
Oh, I did a 10, Stuart.
Where's my hat?
What a hat.
My captain hat.
I'll keep my hat myself.
I told you I fucking want it.
Again, you did.
How come I kicked the fucking door in just
now? Aye. I was just really busy, Billy.
It's not much.
Oh, well.
Get a boat yesterday, Colin.
Did you buy?
There you go.
Did you buy, mate?
What'd you get?
Hi, Wendy.
Hi, Ryan.
What's it, Billy?
Set of drums.
Got a car, set of drums.
Yeah.
All right, Billy. We need to get a heat, no fish.
Did you get your coffee, Colin?
Yeah.
Did you get a coffee?
No,
I'm
all
going
right.
I'm going to move. I spoke to the boss.
No, I know what you said you were going to do that.
I've put them on the Wednesday, right?
Are you telling me that? Who's telephone now?
Well, that was a wee tasty Billy, and an even smaller tasty Colin. Colin's away to shelter somewhere. Big girl that just came in, you heard there. I've never seen her here. I know of her because she does do... We've seen her before, but must have been about a couple of years ago at another car boot. That's about all I'll say. Yes, so long as she's not next to us, we think she's parked down the bottom for the stalls for a shelter. They have covers, but the wind just howls through them, so they're still a bit useless. She's okay, so long as she's at a different part of the car, but if she's next to you, we've had her next to us, and she doesn't leave you alone all day. She just keeps blathering and chatting and annoying you all day long, and that's, it's not being friendly, she's just... doesn't know when to shut up, really, like me. Anyway, no, she wants to tell you all about the great deal she's done. She bore us to bits inside half an hour one morning a couple of years ago. Not here. Anyway, so I think that'll do for now. I don't know if there'll be another recording from here. It's still miserable, blowing and raining outside, so. Oh dear, not very nice at all. Right, I'm going to put some relaxing music on, and hopefully, Classic FM, and, oh, she's talking now, when I want her to play music. Go away.
Whatever is in store, I hope you have a super Saturday. Take Classic FM with you, that'll make you smile.
Okay.
I'm Lucy Coward, I'll see you again in the small hours tomorrow, next
picked a good
Jim
time,
Jones
must be 6 o'clock.
Music breakfast. The following is based on a real investment scam from the files of the Financial Conduct Report.
That's the jack goes off again. I reckon there's 100 at least, maybe more than 100. No, more than 100. That's only a small part of the big rookery. They just they take off in batches. And that wee cottage over there gets them every morning. They swoop round about here and then they land on top of that wee cottage every morning. I hope the people at home got that cottage or light sleepers. Anyway, cheery bye then.